Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I love it when a plan comes together, don't you? I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Bill Schley is here. He's the president and the co-founder of Brand Team 6. He's the guy who wrote the book Why Johnny Can't Brand, and is one of his later books, which is now out in its new edition, a brand new edition of the Microscript Rules. He's our good friend, Bill Schley. Welcome back to the show.
Always good to be here, Jim.
Good to have you here. We're doing great. Bill, one of the things that has become really powerful in the marketing world is understanding what it takes to get your message out. You got your own, your earned media. I'm sorry, you got your paid media, which is where you buy an ad. You got your own media, which is where you create your own content. And then you have earned media, which is where other people put your best foot forward for you. They actually take your message to market.
Right.
They're your champions. And the thing that you talk about in Microscript Rules is how to make that easy for those people to use to accomplish earned media, isn't it? Give them something they could remember.
Well, it's not just that. It's like everyone talks about media, and everyone's scared, you know, about this, the social media, and no one understands it, and it's freaking, and the advertising industry's going crazy. But they have to remember that all the media is changing, but the message never does. I mean, come on, we go back. What does the Bible tell us, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Right.
That's a microscript. That goes, those things haven't changed. The words never change, and the meaning never changes. So a human idea, humanity changes every day. Sorry, technology, it's early in the morning. Remember that, Jim? Technology changes every day, but humanity never does. And so people have to remember that communicating with people is the same as it was 5,000 years ago. And the reason why the microscript thing, the book, you know, I've been trying to figure out how to communicate with people for 30 years. I mean, always looking for what's the secret, you know, because we were advertising guys and we wrote commercials and trying to get ideas in people's minds. And the number one communication secret for if you're branding, if you're a politician, if you're a leader, a parent, a teacher, the number one communication secret is this idea that you have to tell a story to change a mind, but you have to shrink that story into about 6 words or less. That's what a microscript is, and that's how all history gets changed, with those little 6-word sentences. And I'll prove it to you.
Well, there are all kinds of great success stories where there was a slogan, there was a microscript. They didn't call it that in those days. You coined the term properly, but there's all kinds of stories, all kinds of examples in history where this happened and where just a little microscript actually changed history.
Well, it's not a history. It happens to every one of us every day. It's how we teach our children to grow up. We teach them we give them a little rule and then a little tiny microscript to remember it. And the microscript it triggers a little story in their head, or it gives them a little, it's like a little lesson. But what happens is that, this is why I wrote the second edition of the book, because we wrote the book and then people would talk to us without microscripts all the time. We kept learning new things over and over, new, better examples, and yes, we wanted to update things. I was talking to a guy, a newspaper editor, a very famous one, and he was saying, you know, you advertising guys, you can spend all week writing a 6-word headline. And I said, yeah, we can, Ted, because 6 words are what change the world.
Mm-hmm.
And as you look back in history, as you said, it's true. If you think about history, most people remember or think any great figure in history, you'll probably come down to one or two famous phrases or things that they said, and that's what our brains remember.
Loose
that's how it
lips sink ships.
Well, let me tell you how the greatest copywriter of all times, a guy named Rosser Reeves, who was Ted Bates, and he was the tagline guy who wrote "Melts in Your Mouth, Not in Your Hand," and all mm-hmm. these things. He was the real Don Draper. Anyone ever watched Mad Men? Okay, and this is what Rosser Reeves said. It's a little quote. He says, "It'll always be true. People have lived for words. They have died for words. Wars have been started and cities have fallen for words. Say four blunt words and a person will punch you in the face or burst into tears and kiss you. A single sentence can make him your enemy or your friend."
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you don't believe, he added, so here's some examples, right? All men are created equal. Remember that one?
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yep.
Give me
of
liberty
the people,
or give me
by
death.
The people, for the people.
I've not
yet begun
to
fight.
How powerful these ideas.
Yeah.
How about workers of the world unite? You have nothing mm-hmm. to lose but your chains.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Another one is, I have a dream today. Here's another one. Women want equal pay for equal work. Or, do unto others as you'd have others do unto you.
All those things, very short.
So, aren't those things? But you see, every single rule, every single lesson we have for living, whether you're flying a plane, whether you're in battle, the Navy SEALs use these little short word rules. They call mm-hmm. them their toolkit. They bring them in the battle with them. And the greatest advertising guys, the greatest marketers in the world, use these things to create the world's greatest brands. Because what happens is everything is a story. Okay, a brand is a story. People out there wondering about their brand. It's a story about there was a problem, people needed it solved, and along came someone to fix it. And if you're in business, that happens to be you, and
mm-hmm.
you fix it in a way that no one else can. But to remember it, a brand is just an idea attached to your name, like Volvo Safe Car.
Mm-hmm.
Idea attached to your name. Every listener out there, I don't care whether you are a small starting up business or whether you are the biggest business in the world, they all work the same way. And I've done it because we branded companies, $8 billion global companies and small mom and pops, okay? But what happens is when you have that story of your difference, that's the thing you have to find, then you have to bring it down to something that people remember and repeat. And that's how it works.
And the thing is, folks, nobody can create a microscript
mm-hmm.
more believable, more genuine, more authentic. No one can do that better than you as a small business. Authenticity is your domain, small business owners. Authenticity is elusive for big companies. They can't do it. You can, and there's nothing more powerful in a microscript than to be able to deliver authenticity with it. When we come back, I'm going to get Bill to help us with that. Bill Slade, ladies and gentlemen, the microscript rules now, the new edition is just out right now. Quick break, 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.